This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, it's Labyrinth, Sia, and Diplo.
Have you heard the new Strut song?
I haven't heard it yet.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know what I'm waiting for.
There's a new Strut song, and I keep waiting for Sarah. We've been playing it.
I'm grabbing
it. I haven't heard it yet, but I keep waiting to hear Sarah come in and rave about
it.
Is
it called One Night Only? Oh, no, it's not. That's Body Talks?
Probably. I don't recognize that title.
There's a guest female singer on it as well.
Oh, really?
I think so. That's the guy, right?
That's him.
You like it?
There's a girl on there, too? I love them. I think they're great.
It's Kesha. The Struts and Kesha.
Oh.
Body Talks.
Boom.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
Let me make sure. It's in the N category, Brent.
I love the sound they've got on that mic he's singing into.
You know what? I must have this set up wrong. Oh, I know. He's great. They're very throwback. They remind me so much of like Queen and just rocking old. I just love it. I love anything guitar-based these days. I'm just like so relieved to hear it.
The Queen thing, he actually looks like the Queen guy,
too. He does. It's true. All right, hold on here. You know, I'm not seeing. Maybe it's under Kesha, because I'm not seeing a single Strut song in here. That seems ridiculous, because I know we played that other one by them.
Is it under The?
Oh, you know what? I bet it is.
I see it's a remix with Kesha. Luke Spiller and Kesha.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, yeah. Let's hear that.
All right, give me a second.
Cool.
That's awesome.
I can't believe I was so late getting to Bottle Rock this year. We were waiting in line to get in, and they're playing on stage. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not even going to get to see them.
That's what I would have wanted to see
them. That was the only band I wanted to.
Right. Dang.
Oh, you know what else you wanted to see? Lake Street Dive.
Oh.
They were there too.
They were there not the same day, though, right?
I think so. Yeah, they were probably on Saturday.
Right. I do love them. I love that chick. Okay, you guys, listen. It's time for Halloween at the Disneyland Resort. We'll take caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You get a four-pack, a two-day, one-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets, and you'll get in the running for the grand prize vacation for four to experience the Disneyland Resort, including hotel and three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. You want to go? Call now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 97 gets those tickets and is in the running for the grand prize.
The number you're calling is also where we receive texts. We're happy to hear from you. We also will take your emails. We do a podcast, and if you want to send us emails.
Any questions you might have, life, love, happiness.
We're here to help.
Roommate problems, we get a lot of those.
Whatever. We'll take it, and we'll figure it out for you.
Sure.
Here's a couple of the texts you've sent us throughout the day. Is it me or do all those songs basically sound the same?
It's not you. All those songs basically sound the same.
I
think it was Morrissey who said it best. Rap is one song.
Morrissey said that?
Yeah, it's one song. Huh. It's one rap song, essentially.
Oh.
Says the old people.
Yeah, says the guy. I mean, that is not a good look for him, but okay.
I like it.
707 says, I thought the new Avril song was a Christian song. Got so confused.
God-y.
Well, I mean, if you're... Basically, she said she was dying.
Right. So, and begging God to keep her head above water. Yeah, this is a good song, though. It's very anthemic. She's great. I think Avril's really, really great.
801 says, show me what you got. I don't know what they're talking about.
Really? What? Take your shirt off. Let's see what you got.
Oh, is that what they're trying to say? Hmm. Don't. 801.
What did they do?
With the show me what you got.
Oh.
Pervert.
Yeah.
925.
See what you got.
This new music is the worst. Hey, listen, we didn't write it.
No. We're just letting you know what's out there.
I love Rick and Morty, says 408.
Oh, we get a lot of Rick and Morty stuff, right? People were saying it was definitely right up my alley.
510 says super creepy.
Oh, I like it. I love creepy.
Can be, yeah.
Wow, Bryn, you know nothing about Rick and Morty.
Okay, whatever. Sure, I like the show. I love the show.
You binged the whole thing, but you know nothing about it.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good easy watch, is what I thought.
Each episode's a half hour.
Just about, I think. Okay. I don't even remember.
Is it a Netflix thing? Where is it?
I think it's on.
It's on one of those. Oh, like Adult Swim or something.
Yeah, something like that. Let me double check right now.
Don't worry. I'll just ask my remote for it.
408 says, oh my God, Hooman, grow up. You are a proud single person, as am I. I don't take it personally when my friends' own lives can't always accommodate mine. Eye roll.
I am being more than accommodating. I'm giving them the whole NFL season. I'll come back when it's over.
We don't want that. I miss you already.
Da-na-na,
I want you this Sunday.
Let this be the greatest NFL season of them all.
It's already not going to be. I mean, come on.
Looks
come
like
back
it's
on
the
Sunday.
Cartoon Network, Sarah.
Thank you. Rick and Morty, Cartoon Network, everybody.
925 says, New England is 6 states, not 5.
It is?
Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut.
That is correct.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Vermont shouldn't be in there, should it?
Oh, stop it. Vermont's like the best of all of them. Vermont's a great state.
All right. Then let's get Rhode Island out of there. I'm trying to help you be right.
No, Rhode Island's...
I thought the people in Maine were ugly.
Yeah, yeah. But they're very, you know, nice people. It's absolutely beautiful up there.
Look, let's make a deal with Canada for Maine.
No, we got to keep Maine. It's gorgeous.
Are you sure?
It's gorgeous.
All right.
Love Maine. Spend a week this summer there. It's, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I was 100% wrong. 6 states.
707 says, praise, upgrade, praise, Sarah. Not praise, praise, upgrade.
Sorry,
it's
I still don't have it
It's an upgrade sandwich.
I see. Got it.
Praise.
So you say something nice about someone. I really think you're doing a great job. I wish that you would be a little bit more forthright with the things that you say. And then what? And then now I got to follow it up with some more candy coating.
Like that.
I see.
That's great.
I do care. I want to get that right. I've got a lot wrong today. 5 states, praise, praise, upgrade.
415
Your awesome board skills.
Oh my God. It's like
That wasn't her fault.
Well, the one thing wasn't my fault, but the other thing was for sure my fault.
I missed that. I'm going to pull that up right now.
No, do not pull it up. It was just a debacle. I just couldn't figure out how to do the cue slot. I just never put that one on the air.
You used
before.
To always do that. You used to use that for the traffic.
I know,
right?
But you're right. But it's been however long since the traffic went away since I've used that. Now that you say that, I know exactly how to do it. I went, oh yeah, we used to go like that.
You got too much going on over there.
Yeah. No, I really don't. There is no excuse
for
me.
Put your beer in the drink holder. Get both hands clear.
I do.
Get both hands clear.
Put your damn phone down.
Right. Concentrate for just a second.
You're going to hear your catastrophe.
I really don't want to hear it.
Here it is.
No, it's from the beginning. A surprise for me. Oh my gosh.
415 says, for Vinny, looks like Snap will get acquired before 2020 in the news. Hang in there.
Oh my God. As long as it doesn't go down to 8 cents a share before then.
I really feel like it will be invisible if they wait that long. It's gone.
Who wants to know the price right now?
$8.62.
It's below half of what I paid for it. Well
buy.
Below.
I should buy right now.
Yeah, now's the time to buy it.
God.
Who wants to know Netflix stock?
Oh, I do.
I do.
You're a mean boy.
$378.91.
What about Amazon?
Oh, that's the best one of them all.
It is $2,016.
And it's like $25 this week.
It's finally time.
Please let them buy Snap.
Somebody buy Snap.
Oh, Amazon, buy Snap, would you?
Well, they're going to be using the Snap technology to make it so you can order stuff off of, you know, you'll take a picture of something and it'll bring it up.
I know Amazon has some sort of camera that you can use for that kind of thing too, right? And you can also scan barcodes too.
Yeah, something like that.
I wonder
that.
If it's similar to
be so, like a lot easier if you were just on Snap, you know.
I was already on there.
Or maybe they're just gonna steal the ID.
What is
that? Kind of like what Facebook did with
this. What Instagram did to Snap?
Yeah. Yes,
bastards.
Exactly.
Tesla's sucking this morning, too. Everybody.
Well, he's in big trouble. 408 says, Goop's best movie, in my opinion, is Sliding Doors. Unique
oh my God,
premise,
I love that
late
movie.
90s movie. Check it out. Mm. Oh my
God. That is, it's two movies going on at once. In the first movie, she doesn't make the train. In the second movie, she makes the train. So what happens simultaneously? What happens because she got home early enough to find some boyfriend, and the other one, she doesn't find out about the boyfriend.
Oh. Which story did you like better?
I can't remember. But it was a good movie. I liked it.
Was
I
that
her.
415 says, was that Sarah throwing shade at Hooman about the Franti releasing a new movie?
No. Me? What?
Probably. But
did you throw
okay.
shade, Sarah?
I don't even know how to
getting shade
throw shade,
at me
all
yo. Morning. 59 seconds.
If I'm going to die tonight, I won't heaven.
She wasn't. Hey.
I wasn't. I don't think
nobody
so.
Threw shade at you all morning. What are you talking about?
No. I said I avoid shade.
Shade thrown at me all morning, every day.
I don't think so. Okay. Did you?
I don't do that. I try not
do
to.
Do you?
Oh, I throw shade all the time.
Oh, all right.
We all just duck out of the way as much as we possibly can. Yeah.
It hits me every time.
Oh, you don't duck. Bryn tried to kick me in the head earlier.
Didn't
oh,
try.
She got so mad.
She was mad. Side I came
of,
over and gave her
side of her,
a
I'm used to seeing every 5 minutes.
I ruined everyone's fun. They
she
all
turned around.
Away.
And said, did you just gesture a kick towards me?
I don't like that. That is not funny. It's,
I don't
do
like
not
it.
Do that to
so
me.
So I walked over.
He's
and
like, I didn't hit you. I'm like,
I wasn't even close to her, and so I walked over and I hugged her, and she gave me one of those like totally still, like kind of like Vinny does when Sarah.
She's a jellyfish. She was a jellyfish.
I don't like that.
Yeah, Vinny,
you know.
I need you to be a little more receptive of my hugs, and Yuzi, you too.
Yeah,
I gave you a great hug yesterday. It made the Instagram. What are you talking about?
There was a camera on us. That was like it was like under duress.
Oh, is that
when
right?
I come over and hug you. I need you to loosen up a little. He's always
hug
so
back.
Tight. Yeah, hug back. How about that?
That was for National Morning Show Day, everybody.
Yeah. Lots. Oh my gosh, there were so many comments.
5,000 likes. I don't know how you
that's
guys
great.
Do it.
How many comments?
201.
Oh.
Dang.
Were they all nice or were people like, I hate those
totally
guys?
Nice.
Well, I didn't read them all.
I read like 185 yesterday.
Wow. Thanks. Wow. Thank you, everyone. That's very sweet.
510 says, that Barbra Streisand song is terrible. I thought it was a parody.
Yeah, it was awful. Absolutely awful. Like, I usually love her voice. It's just soaring and beautiful and unique. It just sounds cruddy. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe Barbra sounded so cruddy.
Gwyneth Paltrow's getting married again. Is Hooman mad over not being invited? Huh. You don't know that he wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Were
I'm
you
not
invited?
One of the 50.
Oh, you weren't?
Oh, I wish
but
you
it would be
too.
Hard for I can't sit very long, so on a plane I'd be dead. I wouldn't even be able to get out of my seat.
So you can't travel until your back heals.
Yeah.
Oh, your back is still hurt?
Oh, he's so sore. It's a poor thing.
I've been
he's wearing a back brace. He has knee pads on.
You haven't seen my knee pads?
You have any?
No.
He
hasn't seen my knee pads.
Yeah. Are you wearing a back brace too?
Are you wearing that today?
One, but
you're not
wearing
it today.
I might. If I have to. I have a long lunch and other things, so I might have
to wear it. Are you going to kneel at lunch?
At Kokari, I don't think so.
At Kokari, I don't think so.
Right when you did that, Vinny, he goes... like same exact time.
Why are you wearing those?
Because he kneels all morning.
Mofo.
Yeah, mofo.
All right.
He can't sit in the chair, so he's been sitting on a pillow or kneeling on a pillow.
Friday, I'm so in love with you.
I kneel.
Thanks,
I squat.
Where did you get those lame knee pads?
I bought them from. Well, I went to three different places, but the only ones that carried them was a Big Five Sporting Goods.
Go to a skateboard shop to get knee pads, dude.
Just go to Home Depot.
Yeah, or Lowe's.
They're so much less expensive than the ones you're going to get
anywhere
else.
How much were these?
$40.
$20.
Oh, that's not bad.
And they came with wrist pads, which I don't need.
You should have just called me.
You have to buy this
set. I have a great pair of. They're really thick. They have a huge gel pack in them.
Yeah, I got a bunch of skateboard knee pads. That you need a pair of Rectors is what you need.
I got bone shields. What do you think of the bone shield? Anyone want to comment on bone shield?
I just did.
You did. That was the raspberry.
Please
the
wish raspberry. Logan a happy sixth birthday
hey,
from
Logan.
All of you and his mom. And, oh, his big mom and little mommy.
Big mom and little mom?
I'm assuming that's a lesbian couple.
Oh, and one of them is big and one is little.
Right.
Oh, well,
maybe.
Logan, happy birthday. Congratulations on another year. You got a whole life in front of you, and I'm very excited to see what you become. Make something big of yourself.
Yeah.
Logan, it's your birthday. Drink Bacardi like it's your birthday. Don't
no
do that,
Bacardi
Logan.
For,
no Bacardi for you.
For Logan.
He's six. Or, is he six
yeah,
or
I think
seven?
He's six.
He's young. Logan. I love that name.
I do, too. It's nice.
We got a Logie in our life.
Oh, you do, mm-hmm. Logie.
Vinny, I love when you bring up your cat. Hilarious.
Okay. I love it, too.
Yeah, we like to be talked about.
We don't like We're it. Famous.
We got stuff to say.
We're on a big morning show.
You want a better picture?
Better picture.
Yeah, more
better
pictures. Picture.
You guys, I did the best I can.
Start
you want to sleep in your bed tonight?
Yeah,
oh,
all
my
of us.
God.
Listen.
That is the last thing that will ever happen in the
what?
World, ever.
Can you give us some
As it is,
appeal?
Do you realize that that's not my cat? That's her cat.
What?
And I have to do all the kitty litter because apparently I have fallen for the trick that is kitty litter can't be around a pregnant lady yeah. or a breastfeeding
That's
lady.
That's not true.
I've heard that.
God damn it. It's good for you to smell that stuff.
What a sucker.
I know. Oh, God. It's the second time, too. I've been doing the kitty litter now for over a year.
So as soon as she stops breastfeeding, you're going to
be
gonna
like... I'm going to hand her the kitty litter spoon back and be like, I'm done for good.
Forever.
Forever.
Ever.
To the next baby.
No, there.
Hear about that?
Come on, don't you want a boy?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Little boy.
I am done.
You
don't.
Sure about that?
Don't.
You said it the last time.
It's not
time.
Even funny.
We want a boy.
Yeah, I don't like a boy. They're fun.
Thanks for the dance moves, Hooman, says 408.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go hard during the...
I did.
Right.
It helps my helps my back to just keep moving around.
Did you forget it's Friday or something? Like, why are you cheering up on my trip, man?
Some people love...
We love this song. Oh.
One of your best friends in the whole world loves this song.
And it's number one.
Hooman.
Hooman.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Oops.
You're already in the doghouse.
She's throwing shade. She's throwing shade.
Yo.
Jesus.
I thought you were talking about a friend not on the show. That's all.
I said best friends in the world.
I know.
Oh.
Loves this song.
Kiki, do you love me?
All right, let's go ahead.
Oh, come on.
Gonna, why not?
Gonna get out of here.
I think we're good.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, here it is. Our final moments on a Friday. We're about to embark on our adventure-filled weekend.
Yay.
Of watching TV and sitting on the couch.
Go straight back to the spot you left in your house in your pajamas and climb right back into it?
No, I'm going to go to the couch. Oh, first I'll take the dog out.
Oh.
And then I'll probably make a Tahoe Blue vodka drink.
Oh, yeah.
Ding, ding.
Oh. A blueberry Uzetti.
I'm going to make, I have this, John got this like grape cranberry juice.
Oh.
That I'm going to mix it with.
Grape cranberry.
Uh-huh. And then.
That sounds terrible.
What day is that going to be? Maybe
good.
I'll come by.
It's delicious. What?
I said, what day is that going to be? Maybe I'll come by.
That's today at 10 o'clock.
Right now. That's like as soon as
Don't
we
worry,
leave Drake, here.
She's coming.
And when I run out of that bottle, I'm going to go to the other bottles down in my garage.
Oh, you have like a stockpile of it?
Oh, so that's a party today.
Oh, boy.
And then I'll probably take a nap. Oh, I'll make some lunch and take a nap.
Nice.
And that's it. And then get dinner ready for Johnny V.
Hopefully he'll come home before 9. I'll have dinner ready for him. It's just congealing on the kitchen table. With Tahoe Blue vodka bottles all around me.
You said sprawled on the floor. Like, oh, come on.
Oh, honey, I made you dinner 19 hours ago.
Okay.
Well, listen, everyone. We're open for business all day, yay, all weekend long. Keep it here on Alice. We're your party station.
Heck yeah.
Roll us tonight at the big party. Have a great one. Be safe, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.